Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Super smug Sasha with the perfect flicky hair has done it again. It's not enough to be the best at English, maths and having the most friends. Oh no, now she's beaten everyone at sports too. I'm beginning to wonder if she's got superpowers.
Who better to ask than your very own superhero alter ego? Sasha's got about as many superpowers as your Auntie Geeta, and that's none.
Unless really bad cooking is a superpower.
Well, she's just smashed me at tennis again, and she can ride her bike faster than anyone in class. Even Luke the scooter dude was left for dust. Can your chemistry explain that? Well, can it?
Of course! You get clever chemistry in all sorts of places where there's sport. From the chemistry inside your body that gives your muscles the energy to run or jump or ride a bike, to the special sports drinks. And then there's the clothes and the equipment that you use. It can make a massive difference. And if I'm right, she's getting her advantage from some of the cool kit she's using.
She does have all the latest gear. You should see her bike. It costs more than Dad's car.
I thought as much. That's where we're starting. Come on.
So this must be Sasha's bike.
That's right. We're right down inside the frame, as small as an atom.
Hey, I recognise these guys. This is carbon fibre. We saw it in Dad's car. The molecules are in long chains, webbed tightly together.
And do you remember why that had an advantage over normal metals?
Yeah, carbon fibre makes things super light and super mega fast.
That's right. Carbon fibre is mixed with materials that have different properties to make it even more clever. And when that happens, it's called a composite. It could be mixed with resins or plastic to make it flexible as well as strong. It's used to make equipment like tennis rackets and bike forks, which perform stacks better than heavier older ones.
No wonder she's so fast. What about her super cool cycle shorts? How are they helping?
Okay, get ready to jump. We're going Lycra diving. This is Lycra, a stretchy substance you get in sports clothes.
Phew! Bit more room in here. Some of the molecules look pretty stiff, but others look like they're waving around.
Because Lycra's designed that way, made of a chain of alternating flexible and rigid molecules, it's both stretchy and strong.
Oh, hang on. I think someone might be wearing this Lycra.
It's being stretched! Hold on tight!
Wow! The molecules don't seem to mind. They're getting longer and longer.
That's better. We've snapped back to where we started. Lycra can stretch 5 times its normal length without breaking. That's how the flexible part of the molecule helps. The rigid part helps it keep its shape, so it's tough as well as flexible. And because it's light, it also stops you getting too sweaty.
So that's why I get all hot and bothered in my old t-shirt, and she's all cool as she zooms into the distance. It's hopeless. I give up.
Hey, come on. Some sports rely on technology more than others. Hey, didn't you get a prize for athletics last year?
Hey, yes. I aced the 400 metres. I'm still a million times better at running than Sasha.
You see? That's a type of sport where it comes down to the chemistry in your body. A posh Lycra running outfit or a decent pair of trainers might help. But in general, fancy equipment can't.
Knowing Sasha, she'd bat her eyelids and they'd let her use a rocket pack.
That's probably gonna be against the rules. So technology can give an advantage and make the competition more exciting, but it's just one part of sport and one part of chemistry in sport.
There's the bell. I've gotta go. Hey, it's science next. Maybe I'll give Sasha a bit of competition there today.
Go for it. See you soon.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.